Zoe, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing fantastic. I'm talking to Zoe Weiss, a global smash hit Control. What does that sound like to you? A global hit. Is that sunk into you yet?
That's insane. I never, ever, ever expected something big like this. And I'm so thankful for all the people who are working for me and with me. And I'm just so thankful.
Like on the surface of the song, when you hear it for the first time, one might think, okay, maybe this is like taking control of maybe a rocky relationship or what have you. But if you go deep, but beneath the surface, you're really talking about anxiety and really a story with epilepsy. Tell me about how the story, how the song came to be.
So I was that was Control was the first songwriting session I've ever had, and with like professional songwriters in the studio. And I just came into the studio and I said, I want to write a sad song and I want to go home and cry. So and then we just I thought about my life and I just remember like I had epilepsy, relentless childhood epilepsy, and it got better, but it's still in my mind and my brain, and it's just like fucked with my brain. Sorry. Yeah, but then that was the reason why I wrote Control, because I knew, like, I actually know that so many people out there are fighting with the same or been through the same. So I wanted to make them stronger and wanted to let them know that you're not alone. And even though it's super easy to feel alone, but you're not.
And from what I understand, it's a teacher in your life that really helped you throughout this process. Tell me a little bit about that.
I was in school and there was a teacher, my primary school teacher, and she made my life into something beautiful, and I wouldn't have made it without her. She's insane. She's just a really big inspiration in my life, and she changed my whole life. I think I wouldn't have made it without her.
And what a thank you to her. Like not a note, not a what it's a smash hit song. Here you go, Teach. Thank you. That's pretty good. Now, let's talk about your voice, because when I first heard the song, before I really dove into the lyrics, it's your voice, your amazing, powerful voice that really stood out to me. So congrats on that.
Thank you.
But when did you first realize that A, you could sing like that because you're still only 18 years old, and then when else you were like, okay, this is what I want to do for a living, not just as a hobby, but this is what I'm going to do.
So I love music. Like I love music my whole life, and I was just like in school, and I was never really good in school, and I always loved like music and singing. I was always good in like music, and I wanted to get better in like singing and writing songs and playing piano, playing guitar. So I just learned this at home, and then I came into the studio and I met Nils, who's my manager now, is like was the teacher was my teacher before, and then I knew, okay, maybe I want to do more than just like doing this as a hobby. And here we go. I think it was like 4 years ago where I realized it,
Wow.
that I wanted to, yeah,
You're
just.
four. You're 14. You're like, yep. I'm gonna pursue this thing called music. Yeah.
Yeah,
Good for you.
my mom was always with me. She supported me so much. She said, okay, so we do what you like. You're gonna find a way to make this happen.
Good for Mama Dukes too for being so supportive. That definitely helps the process, I'm sure.
Yeah, 100%.
And so, talk about like having this breakout success, people hearing you for the very first time, but during such a weird year. I mean, this was unlike so many other years. Has it kind of stained it a little bit for you, or is it kind of made it even better? Because the reason why the song, or one of the reasons why the song is so popular, because it resonates with so many people. I mean, who doesn't feel they're losing control at any point in time during this year? What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's the reason is like the people know Control is because of this year, because of COVID. That's exactly the reason why people hear the song, because in quarantine, you're at home, you're alone, you don't want to lose control. You're on your own, so I think so many people out there are fighting with anxieties and with horrible things, and I hope they get better soon, and I hope my song controls with them. And
Yeah, it's definitely a song that really can resonate with literally everyone. And has your anxiety subsided with your stardom and success? Is it a healthy distraction, or is it something that you are still constantly battling on a day-to-day basis?
So I still battle with these things, but I got better. after Control came out, because I saw all the messages and how, like, I realized how strong I really am and how I'm able, now that I'm stronger, I'm able to make other people stronger. So I thought it's just a perfect chance, and not just always be like stuck in my brain. I want to go out. I want to show people who Zoe Weiss is, and I want to help them. And
That's incredible. So like this gift that you have, that you realized that you had when you were 14, you're now sharing with so many people, and they're really, you know, wrapping their arms around it, and it's helping them. That's such a really cool story, Zoe. That's amazing. So what's next for you? When can we hear more Zoe Weiss music? Because once I heard Control, I'm like, okay, what else does she have? Because I'm in this.
So actually, I'm working on the EP for the next year and a new single. And I think this year I'm just gonna be in the studio and just write songs and keep like being creative and everything, because I can't do anything else right now, as everyone. So I'm just probably gonna write songs, and next year there's new music. Yeah,
love it. Kick off 2021 with a bang, right?
Yes, and hopefully can come over then and see you in person and everyone. And
as much as I love Zoom and able to have this interview, I miss human interaction.
Yes, same. I miss that, but it's gonna happen.
I'm not sure what that's like anymore. I miss it, but you know, when life gets back to normal, whenever that is, got to come to Philadelphia.
100%.
Have you been to Philly before?
No, but I was never in America in my life. Never been there.
All right, 2021 is your year, Zoe. We're gonna give you a cheesesteak tour. We're gonna do the whole thing, Philly.
Yeah,
get you all Philly down next year, okay?
Cool. Thank you. Can't wait.
Congrats on Control. It sounds so good on 96.5 TDY. And thank you for just being so transparent on your first song. I mean, to come out of the gate like that is pretty powerful. You know what I mean? Like, this is who I am. This is my story. And not only are you, you know, relieving it off of your shoulders, but you're helping so many fans. Man, that's awesome, Zoe.
Thank you so much. It was lovely to talk to you.
For sure. We'll see you soon. All right.
See you soon. Take care.